out to everyone. Listen to this, and we will come right back and talk to Cindy and PJ on this beautiful Memorial Day weekend. All right. We are in our 11th year here on this show. We're in our 16th year as Beacon of Hope, and God has abundantly blessed. I pastored in Indiana at the church that I was talking about with Cindy, 7 years to the day. What glorious things happened there. That's where I got to know you, your family, Cindy, your kids, your husband, the whole gang. And in fact, I married you, didn't I? Performed that ceremony. Remember
yes.
that day?
Yes.
I remember awesome that day. With all five kids. Yeah. But, you know, God is so blessed. And now to have you and now Betty and her daughter Megan, who are also a part of Cornerstone, to be a part of this ministry, it's just how God has done things. I never would have guessed or thought or whatever. I remember on the night that I was ordained by Gospel Crusade at our church in Cornerstone in 1985, and my dad flew in from Florida, my dad and mom. Dad was speaking, and he began to prophesy, and that was not something that was normal for my dad. And he said to the people at Cornerstone that I would only be there a short amount of time that God had allowed, and then this ministry was going around the world. I had no clue, as he prophesied that, Pastor Jim, what that was going to mean. I, at 37, pastoring a church, I was a lot younger than most of my people at church, and I had no clue what God was going to do and how God is blessed. Do you want to comment on that, and then we'll go to Cindy?
Well, I'm glad he prophesied that over you. Otherwise, we might not have met.
Exactly.
It's funny because I pastored a church in Chicago, and once that ended, I prayed and prayed that God would raise up another ministry there. And again, it's kind of like wanting to short circuit God's plan because, my partner and I were going to keep talking about moving down here and put it off. And finally I gave in and that, I'm thinking would have been down here about 4 years earlier, but it was, God did turn that around. And
right.
I was looking again, for a place to go, and found Beacon and never wanted to go anywhere else.
Praise
so,
God.
My point is, like Hagar or like Sarai, we can tend to go out of, try and go out of God's way. And yet he still worked it out.
He still works it out.
And even though they took a slight detour with Ishmael, like I took a slight detour staying in Chicago, he still worked it out. Praise God.
Praise God. Talk to us, Cindy.
Well, just that length of time that we're talking about, from when we met and you first were ordained there at the church, and just how God didn't let go of his plan.
Right.
I ran from him for many years in between.
Yeah.
And came back. And every thought that came to my forefront when I needed spiritual support was you, and your teaching had set me on that path, and he never let go of that connection to where I always knew I could pick up the phone. So, he has a plan ordained for all of us,
right?
And he never changes that plan.
Amen.
No matter what we do to sidetrack or get in our own will, that plan is still going to come to pass because he's already ordained it. So
and
he just doesn't let go.
Amen.
Right back on track.
And for amen. I thank you for sharing that. And for our listeners out there that maybe you're running from God like Hagar did, and you're just doing your own thing, God wants to deliver you from the junk that's holding you back. Listen to this song by Selah, and then we'll talk to PJ and Cindy Moore. You Deliver Me. One of my favorite songs. I have many, probably 100, but this is definitely in that number, You Deliver Me by the group Selah.
Deep as the ocean, right as a rain, this powerful lifts me up above the plain. It's taking me to places I never thought I'd go. Showing me a grace I never thought I'd know. When I feel like I can't go on, you deliver me.
Amen.
When the road is winding way too long, you deliver me. You deliver me. Yeah. Oh. I feel like a sinner whose sins have been washed clean. An absolute beginner whose heart has never seen. I must be forgiven. Sometimes asking why I was chosen to be given you in this life. When I feel like I can't go on, you deliver me. Yeah. When the
song, because he's delivered me so many times from despair, or I wanted to quit, or I wanted to give up, like Cindy was talking about earlier, where, like you were talking about, PJ, I was doing my own thing and I was just out there. And you know, when the ministry and Cornerstone came to an end after 7 years, I was doing mission work, and then that stopped because of certain things, forces coming against me. And I went into real estate 26 years ago, and I had no intention of ever being in the ministry again. I had been hurt by some actions of some people that were supposed to be supportive financially and all kinds of other ways, and were not. And I felt like, you know, I was just done with the ministry. It wasn't my idea to be a pastor anyway. God had picked me up and you know, slap me around a little bit and said, you're going to do this. And so after all that happened, it was just like, okay, you know what? No more ministry. In fact, it was so painful for me, and I don't tell this very often, that my preaching Bible, Cindy, that you'll remember, my New American Standard Burgundy Bible from Cornerstone, I couldn't even read it. I couldn't look at it. I had other Bibles I read, because when I would open it, I would cry.
Right?
Yeah. Because I knew God wasn't done with me yet, but I wanted to be done with this whole thing. You know what I mean? Talk to me, Cindy. Yeah. Talk to me.
Yeah, we, you know, when we're hurting like that and our heart is broken and people have turned against us, you know, it's hard to pick our head up. And
it is.
We just can't do it on our own. You know, we're in that despair. We go into deep depression.
Right.
We might medicate. We might drink.
Right.
You know, so many of us do those things for comfort or for the escape of not having to deal with it.
Exactly.
You could have done that too. You know, you could have totally threw in the towel and just, you know.
Well, what I did was get into real estate, Cindy, and work 70, 80 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
threw
I did.
Yourself into working, yeah.
And then occasionally play golf.
I can relate to that.
But that's what I did.
When you do that, you don't have time for God.
Right.
You don't have time to read the Bible. You don't even pray unless you need something. You know, those kind of things.
You're so wise.
How easy we forget. But yeah, thank God he doesn't let go of us. And
amen.
Hangs on and really lets us work through that stuff sometimes till we're ready to come back to him. Sometimes he has us come back one week before we're ready.
Exactly. For me,
right,
yeah. Oh, how true. For me, it was 9 years of working constantly, occasionally on the beach, occasionally playing golf, but mostly working and not feeling very close to God, still praying and reading my Bible because I knew I should, but it was a long desert time for me. PJ, this uh-huh. show is taking a really different, this is great. I love how God does these shows, Pastor Jim, because it's not in our planning because we don't plan much. We have
right.
a general idea where we're going and that's it. There's no script, there's nothing. And even songs now, I'm getting to the point since I'm in the control room running all the machines, I don't plan the songs. I just let that happen as the show's happening. So go ahead.
Well, a couple of things I can identify with the "you'll never get me to pastor a church again" thing. Because
yeah.
the same thing happened to me. It was not pretty.
Right.
In 1993, and I was done with it. But then, even then, I at least wanted to start up a Bible study.
Right.
And then we, you know, moved down here, and I love God just because he's so fun.
Yeah.
He's so funny because one of the issues I had in the church in Chicago was a very controlling female elder.
Right.
I was done. I was not going to
You were
sit
done out. With women, right?
I was done with it. And
isn't that funny? Isn't that funny, Cindy?
What is the one church that I felt, I mean, before we moved down here, I went on the internet. I'm looking at everybody's websites. And the one church that I thought, well, this looks really good was Beacon of Hope, pastored by a woman.
Right.
So God has a marvelous sense of humor.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to say, you know, he didn't give up on Abraham and Sarah either. Because he could have said, fine, you wanted Ishmael? Now you got Ishmael. And I'm done with you. But he didn't. You know, in chapter 17, God reiterates the covenant. And promises this time he names the son. You're going to give him the name Isaac. You know, God didn't give up on them even when they failed. You know, they tried to circumvent God's will and come up with somebody, you know, come up with the promise a different way. And God didn't give up on them.
Amen.
And I mean, that.
He never does
he? No, he doesn't. And.
That's so good. Such good
God
news.
For that.
That's
yes.
such good news.
Yes. I rejoice at that.
Well, amen. And after all this business with Hagar, we get to chapter 17, and Abram is now 99 years old. My gosh, 13 years happened. I thought my 9 years were a long time on the beach, what I call my 9 years on the beach, although it was really more my 9 years of working. But just the same, 9 years on the beach. Abram was 99. God shows up and says to him, calls himself a name that Abram has never heard. And by the way, God loves to reveal his character and his nature through his names. And in Genesis 17:1, he calls himself El Shaddai for the first time. Some of you will remember Amy Grant's song, El Shaddai, El Shaddai. You know, here we see God call himself the first time El Shaddai. I am the strong God. In fact, this is the first time out of, you ready? 218 times that God calls himself El Shaddai in the Word of God. I love little facts like that. This is the first time that he calls himself El Shaddai, and it means the strong nourisher, the strengthener, the one that is the supplier of the needs of his people, the God Almighty of blessings, the God that is more than enough. Whoa, he comes to Abram at 99, you talk about. He must have been thinking, well, that didn't happen. Here I am now, 99. Sarah's 89. Talk to us, Cindy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. El Shaddai, God Almighty of blessings.
I just see him sitting there rocking in the rocking chair, snickering, you know, like, well, you know, we was right. We knew this wasn't going to happen.
Right.
But it's just humorous, you know. At that point, you're just like, I mean, that is definitely too late in life to expect.
You think? 89 and 99? You think that's too late? 89 and 99?
It would be like, you would think, what is the point? Why, Lord, why? At this point.
But you see, this is so like God. And the older I get, the more I understand his nature. And one of the things he loves to do is get us to well, here we are in an impossible, humanly impossible situation. God loves those.
True.
There's a new song out on Chris Tomlin's album that I just love, Impossible Things, because God loves to allow us to get ourselves, or life just to get ourselves, in a position where we have no earthly way out of that mess. I'm in one of those right now. And so I know that when we are in that area of our lives where it seems impossible, God shows up. Mm-hmm. And he shows up as El Shaddai, our God Almighty of blessing. Talk to us, PJ. Oh, I love this stuff.
Well, yeah, and here, it'd been 13 years and since Ishmael was born. And apparently there'd been silence for 13 years. And so God comes on the scene to remind Abram and Sarai about the promise. This is where he changes Abraham's
name. Yeah, here's where he changes their names. Yeah.
From exalted father, which was Abram, to father of a multitude.
Woo, he's calling that thing to be not as if it were, Romans 4:17.
Exactly.
Yes.
I got that, you know, from a Kenneth Copeland teaching. Every time somebody called him Abraham, hey, father of a multitude.
Right.
They spoke, I mean, it was
they
just
spoke
getting
it.
Into his spirit.
Spoke it into being.
Yeah.
Right.
And Sarah, yeah. I love this because I didn't know this till I saw that little footnote in my Amplified. But, you know, Sarai means my princess.
Right.
She was Abram's princess.
Right.
Sarah means princess. And in the Talmud, the Jewish commentary, it says she was Abram's princess. Now she's the world's princess. That just blesses me.
Isn't that great?
Because by eventually, as we know, giving birth to Isaac, she brings the blessings
right
into the world. And that is just way cool.
And, you know, this whole thing, I'm finishing writing my fourth book right now, Strength for the Fight, which will be out soon. We're going to let you know about that when it's out, published. But I am on this section right now where we're talking about when God wants to do something, he so often impresses upon us to declare it and to decree a thing, you know, to proclaim it with our mouth. Here, God himself gives us an example. He says, this is my covenant with you, Abram, in about verse 3 of Genesis 17. He's declaring it, you'll be a father of many nations. Your name will no longer be Abram, exalted father, but Abraham, father of a multitude. And I'm making you the father of many nations. I'll make you a father of fathers. I'll make nations from you. Kings will come from you. And here's the most important thing here. Abraham is in the line of Jesus, the Messiah. Matthew 1:1 starts out. Matthew 1:1. I'm going to go there real quick because it says in my Bible, the family tree, this is the Message Bible, the family tree of Jesus Christ, David's son, Abraham's son. Abraham had Isaac. Where did they start it? They started in this lineage with Abraham. Uh-huh. This is God declared a thing. And this is why this whole story is so important and foundational to our faith. Because Abraham had to hang on. Like we're having to hang on sometimes. Mm-hmm. Hang on when it didn't feel like anything was going to change. And he had to believe that God, who promised that his descendants would be as the dust, as the stars, and then later as the sand of the sea, would indeed fulfill his promises.
And can I read verse?
Yes, you can.
I got the New Revised today.
Go ahead.
Verses 7 and 8. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring after you throughout their generations, an everlasting covenant to be God to you and your offspring after you. And I will give to you and to your offspring after you the land where you are now an alien, all the land of Canaan, for a perpetual holding, and I will be their God.
Whoa.
The really cool thing is, you just brought up about Jesus being of the line of Abraham. In Jesus, we inherit those promises.
We do, yes.
You know, he becomes our God. The God
yes.
of Abraham is our God.
Yes.
And what
oh, that's
a blessing,
so powerful.
God.
Talk to us, Cindy. Whoa.
Yeah, that's very powerful stuff to imagine that he hangs on to us and sees us through now, even today, the same way he did then.
Yes.
There's no concept of time or, you know, generation. It's all the generations following Abraham. Like he said, he's kept that promise. We, this many years later, are still of those descendants, you know.
Amen.
I don't know. It's just,
isn't that beautiful?
It's so grand.
You know, and
there's so many heirs, you know.
Exactly.
To that promise.
And, you know, when we get to, we did a series last year right at the fork. When we get to that deciding point in our lives where we are going to be, we're going the distance. We just did that series, Going the Distance, where we are going to go and we're going to accomplish what God has. We dig our heels in. And we did that Facebook post this last week, hashtag bounce back. Because so often we have to bounce back. We have to be resilient and realize that God is going to work through us if we'll just hang in there for the long haul, PJ. Tell us about that before we go to this song.
Well, that's true. And we can't lose hope of that. I mean, you know, there come situations in all our lives where we just feel hopeless.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
We have to keep our eyes on the promise.
Amen.
Kind of keep our eyes on the prize. And I'm sure that's why God brought these reminders. And who knows, Abram may have been going through a crisis of faith when he was 99, thinking, okay, I'm getting close to 100. This just ain't never going to happen.
Right, he could have been.
And God appears. And I think I know that's how he tends to do in my life is
yeah.
when I'm just ready to just
right.
dump it, then he intervenes either with a scripture or something that just shows me that he's still there. He's not given up on me, and it allows me not to give up on him.
Amen. You want to comment on that, Cindy, before we do this Matthew West song?
Yeah, I totally agree with PJ. That's what he does. When we are about to throw in the towel and give up hope, he gives us a nugget, you know, of something to let
yeah.
go. I still got the rope, you know. You're not out there alone.
Right.
And for me, this week in my personal life, it was a blessing, you know. It was what I had hoped for but didn't expect, and everything else had gone wrong. And lo and behold, there the Lord came through with that blessing.
So praise God.
He lets us get to that edge of the water, you know, before we jump overboard. He saves us.
He so
At
does.
Least he does me.
And you know,
he doesn't let me go too long either.
That makes me understand why God impressed upon me to play this song right now by Matthew West. The healing has begun, because that's when it begins.
You have carried the weight of your secret for way too long, thinking if there is a place called forgiveness, you don't belong. Oh, but freedom can never be found behind those walls. So just let them fall. Just let them fall. Oh, the healing has begun. Oh, the healing has begun. Tears you've been holding back, let them fall like rain. 'Cause today is the day, yeah, today is the day. Oh, the healing has begun. Oh, the healing has begun.
Praise God. Has the healing begun in you right now, dear one? Because that's what God wants for you. He wants to bring a fresh, new joy in your life. He wants to begin the healing process like he did with Abraham and Sarah so long ago. I want to pray for you right now. Dear Heavenly Father, you know where our audience members are scattered around the globe. You know what is going on in their lives. We don't, but you do. And so we thank you in advance that these songs, this teaching today, this chat, all of it is blessing countless, because you've told me countless numbers of people. And so we choose to believe that. And Lord, for those that are hurting so much in their lives that they are a distant away from God and they've stumbled on this broadcast, whether now live or later on, they've stumbled on this and they're hearing these words and they're listening to these songs. Let this moment in time be that supernatural miracle time for them where they decide, yes, I want the healing to begin in me now. I want you to deliver me, Lord. I want to rise up in newness of life. I believe that you are the living God, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. I believe that you sent your son Jesus to this earth to die on a cross for me and that you raised him from the dead 3 days later, the risen Lord. I choose to believe that. And so, Lord, for those who will agree with that and will declare that Jesus Christ is their Messiah, the Son of the living God, risen from the dead. Lord, for those and those out there that have prayed that prayer many times but are maybe distant from you right now and hurting, the healing has begun. And we thank you, Lord, that we have had maybe a little part of that right now by bringing the word of God and this music to their lives. So, Lord, we pray a blessing on each of them, now or later in the future when they listen. We pray a blessing of healing. We pray a blessing of resurrection power that would enter their lives, and that their insides, their spirit man, would be stirred up right now and desire to have all you have for them and to be all that you want them to be. Lord, we thank you for them. We may never see them or know them until we reach heaven, but we expect to meet them someday. And maybe they'll come up and say, remember that show? Yes, I remember that show. And so, Lord, we thank you for this awesome privilege of giving out your word week after week. You are an amazing God, and thank you for what you're doing through this show. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
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 Woo, talk to us, Cindy. Praise God. God's doing some mighty things today. My spirit is just churned on the inside. And part of it, PJ, is like I was telling you earlier, I've been writing this chapter, From Earth to Glory, in this new book this morning, just writing it because we don't have Sunday morning services now. We just have the Wednesday night. And I try my best to make use of my Sunday mornings in a powerful way, and writing is really one of the things I love to do. But all morning, it's just been churning within me that, you know, we're just here so such a short time. And for some people, it's very short, maybe 15, 20, 30 years. But for others, like some of us older ones, we've been around a while. And we thank God for the time that he does give us here on this earth. And we want to make the most of every moment, and that's why we do this show. Talk to me, Cindy, and then we'll go to PJ for your comments here.
Yeah, it's an honor that God has chosen me to be a part of this ministry that I don't feel worthy. I don't know why he chose me, but I feel like I can bring everyday life to the program where folks understand that, you know, I'm not a pastor. I'm just a part of this ministry wanting to tell people that they can have a relationship with Jesus, that their life can be better. I have struggled through so much hardship through raising my children and marriages and this and that and jobs and just so much junk for so many years that I know others go through, that I just want to say, you can be happy, you can have a better life, and God can remove those situations and people from your life to, you know, just get on board. That's
amen.
All I just want to share is get on board.
Get on board.
The word from this program and in the word, and, you know, you'll see. I just want more than anything like you to save, have as many people get a hold of this.
Yes.
In such the short time that we have. It's awesome that we could reach so many people now around the world.
It is.
But I'm like TJ, I hope one day we can see all the lives that my voice touched or what I had to say or, you know,
right.
Just know that how many people we affected. That's going to be amazing if we ever get to do that. But, but yeah, I really feel honored to be a part of it. And
praise
I know
God.
That was God's plan from the day we met. You know, he already
right.
ordained this. And
clear back in. Whatever year that was in the 80s, late 80s.
I have no idea. I've lost track.
Wow. But how God had, he saw ahead and knew the future. Like he did for Abraham. He knew that he was going to fulfill this promise. And at 99, he comes to Abraham and he says, oh, by the way, you know, I'm El Shaddai, the strengthener. I'm going to strengthen you. I believe it's like I'm going to strengthen your body now. Now's the time. You and Sarah, I'm changing your names. You're going to be, all this is coming about. And you're going to be a father of a multitude of nations. And he didn't actually say these words, but it is implied that all the earth would be blessed through him. And unless he did say those words, PJ, if so, you will know that.
He says that over, he said it, of course, in chapter 12, and he says it again in chapter 18.
Okay. Well, and he's referring to the Messiah, mm-hmm. Jesus. And so, and at this point, they have not had a child together, Sarah and Abraham. And I want to go down to verse 17 of chapter 17, Genesis 17, 17. After God's telling him all this, Abraham falls flat on his face. And you know what? We see twice that he falls flat on his face. In verse 3 of Genesis 17, And now in verse 17, he falls flat on his face. Why does he fall flat on his face, PJ?
Because he had an encounter with God.
Oh, amen. Ring the bell on that. That is why, you know, because of an encounter with Almighty God. It's not just a little kind of gentle reminder. No, this is an appearance. You know, God talks to him. And in verse 17, Abraham falls flat on his face, and then he laughed, thinking, can a 100-year-old father, a man, father a son? And can Sarah at 90 years have a baby? And so he says, well, God, you know, just remember Ishmael. Remember, just bless me through Ishmael. And God says in verse 19, that's not what I mean. Your wife Sarah will have a baby, a son. And he says, name him Isaac, which means laughter. I'll establish my covenant with him and his descendants, a covenant that lasts forever. My oldest grandson is named Chase after great-grandpa. My youngest son, Mark, is his middle name is Chase. And probably my new grandson coming up is going to have a middle name of Chase. But Chase is my grandson, my oldest grandson's middle name is Isaac. And it's interesting because it means laughter. And my oldest grandson, Chase, is extremely funny. And I find this interesting, PJ, that God so notices that Abraham and Sarah are laughing that they can have a baby at 100 for him, 90 for her, that they're actually laughing on the inside.
Well, God loves to.
Yes, he does.
He loves to give those reminders. I'm trying to think of a better word, but. You know, before in chapter 17, he says this is the sign of the covenant where he institutes circumcision so that every one of Abraham's descendants would remember the covenant that God made with him. Well, he named Ishmael, God hears, because as a reminder, I heard you.
That's so good.
I heard your cry. Isaac, laughter.
Laughter.
You know what? The joke's on you.
I did do what I told you I would do.
You know, Sarah in chapter 18 kind of laughs like Abraham did. Yeah, ha ha ha, this is really going to happen. And yet, can you imagine the laughter when Isaac was really born?
Oh my.
I mean, I bet those tents just resounded.
Can you see the whole group laughing about this?
That whole.
Oh my gosh, Abraham and Sarah have had a baby.
Yeah, I mean, I bet those tents just rang out with songs and laughter for days.
Yes.
And,
oh, wow.
And
don't
we
do
praise
must have been going on.
You know how much praise? Don't we so often, when God does move in our situation, we just almost double over in praise and laughter sometimes. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, you did it. You did it. You did it. Woo!
And
you know?
And he did it here.
He did it here. Talk to us, Cindy, before we do the song.
Yes, it is such an amazing feeling. Like, you just like, he remembered me. He did it.
God alive sees me.
He did it, you know. It. You can't really share that with anyone who doesn't understand.
That's right. It's hard. It's hard for him.
Yeah. But
you know, when we have personal stories, and this is what our personal stories are about, our life stories, you know, I'm talking in this book about some things that happened to me on the mission field as a kid. And it's pretty cool to go back. I called my sister Jan today and I said, can I read you this? And she was going, oh my gosh, I remember that so clearly. And she's pretty ill, but it's so cool that she remembered. It reminded her how she felt that moment when that event was happening. And I'm not going to tell you this story until you read it in my book. But, you know, when we see God move and do fulfill the promise that he gave us, it does make us just want to laugh and scream and shout and talk to us, Cindy. It just does. It elicits that happiness in us, a joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. We rejoice. Go on, Cindy. I'm just going on and on. Go ahead.
It's, well, you get a peace with that, too, not just the joy and the happiness, but a peace beyond explanation, a peace beyond understanding, the calmness, this is that assurance once you get those prayers answered or that blessing when he shows up. It's just that assurance that you know that you know that you know he's going to come through every time.
So true.
That's when you, you know, it's just that's where you begin to start building your faith. With each incident, you get faced up more and more.
That's right. To quote Cindy.
You have to experience God's goodness, I think, to get that kind of faith. But he doesn't fail you or let you down.
Oh, absolutely. I was having a talk the other day with Dr. Angel, who's part of our radio team here and who I do the Go Yard show with on Thursday night. And she said, I'm so excited. We're about to talk about Hagar and El Roy, the name of God. God alive sees me, you know. And she said, I can tell you that that whole concept changed my life. And I'll let her explain it. I think she's on the air in a couple weeks with you, Pastor Jim, she and Megan. And I'll let her talk about that. But God alive sees me. Talk to me about that before we do this song.
Yeah, the God who is alive, the living God who sees me, that's an amazing statement right there. I mean, she named that well, the well of the living one who sees me.
Right.
And we don't serve a dead God.
Right.
We serve a living God, and he sees us. And by implication then, because he sees, he gets involved. You know, he doesn't just sit on his throne in heaven and look and say, oh, okay, that's going on. He sees and gets involved.
He got involved
with Hagar. He got involved with Abraham and Sarah.
Right.
He got involved, well, from then on, all through the Old Testament, the New Testament, up to now.
Right.
He sees, the living God sees and gets involved with us.
And he doesn't expect perfection, Cindy. He does not, does he? He gets involved just right where we are. I want you to address that, Cindy, before we go to this song.
Yeah, he does. He meets you where you're at, and he hears your cries. And no matter how desperate the situation is, he comes to you when you ask him to. And he does see the whole situation through from start to finish. You know, if he starts a plan, he will finish it.
Exactly.
And I've seen this so many times, and you know, in my life, and you know, with my children, you know, the ups and the downs and the failures and the falling and the getting back up, and you know, when we fall, he's right there to pick us up. Sometimes when we can't get up on our own,
right?
And he stays with us to make sure we get a foothold, and you know, and then sets us back on our feet. So you know, I don't ever know of a time, if you ask him, that he won't pick you up and set you back on your feet for another start. He will see you through, all the way through.
Absolutely, he will. Just like with Abraham and Sarah, the promise was first given to them when they were 75 for Abram, 65 for Sarah. They were 100 and she was 90. Abraham 100, she was 90 when it finally happened. Oh, talk to us about that, PJ.
Talk about patience.
Mm.
I mean, we know that things happen and they did get impatient, but you know, and I think Cindy had said this earlier, we have to just wait for God's timing. I mean, you know, I got saved in the height of the Jesus freak movement and Jesus is coming back any time and all that. Okay, that's been over 40 years ago.
Right.
So, I mean, that was my big thing. I was expecting that to happen any second.
Right, sure.
And it's been 40 years. I have not given up my hope. I know he's going to come back, but it's going to be in his timing, and I have to be patient. I need to just make sure I need to do what I need to do to get myself ready for that day.
Listen to this song by Terry McCallum, one of our favorite artists. Come, Holy Spirit, move in your people. Draw us to Jesus.
And come, Holy Spirit, move in your people. His glory to see.
God, that's our prayer. Lord, bring us your liberty. Draw us close to Jesus. We want your life, Lord God, to be seen in us. And Lord, right now, we just thank you for the word of God that's been able to go out today across the world. And we give you the glory and the praise. Let it settle down in our listeners and indeed bring hope and restoration to hurting lives. Jesus' name. Wow. Pastor Jim talked to us, and then I'm going to go to Cindy in a few minutes. We're almost up at the top of the hour. I don't know about you, too, but I think this is one of the quickest shows that I feel like it just moved so quickly. And
it just flowed, didn't it?
Didn't it, Cindy? It just felt like we just started it, you know? It just like, wow. Talk to me, PJ. Yes.
Sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Cindy. Go ahead.
He had business to take care of. He wanted to accomplish something today, and he was going to make sure he got it done.
I totally agree with you. And don't you love it, Cindy, the way that we can plan, and I send you guys emails, and this is kind of where we're going to be, and how it just always is so different, and the Holy Spirit just does his thing. Cindy, talk to me about that.
I like the way you just start out. You always started the email out, though. We're going to begin with, because we don't have an agenda. We know where we're going to begin, but
right.
Who knows?
Exactly. Yeah, thank you. I'm going to come back to you in a minute, Cindy, for some final thoughts. Go ahead, PJ.
Well, that's so funny.
It is.
I was just thinking about that because, I mean, there have been times when, yeah, we get the letter. This is where we're going to start. And we're, you know, like even in the one today, we didn't get quite to where you said we would be.
Right.
But we did God's business.
Right. That's what matters. Yeah.
That's what's important. That
right.
We, we'd be free flowing enough.
And don't you love it?
Yeah, to move the where he wants us to. We can't. I think sometimes we just, I know I can, I can be really rigid. And do this. I mean, like the last time when you were out of town, God had fun with that. because
I don't even know what that means.
The Wednesday night that I had to teach.
Right. Yeah.
First of all, I forgot my computer, so we didn't have any words to the song.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
I wasn't even sure what I was going to talk about.
Oh, that's not. I was sick.
Oh.
Till about an hour before I walked in.
Right.
And. But I think that's wonderful because God uses that to kind of teach us how to flow and just surrender.
We have
to
learn how to flow. You know, we used to do a song at Beacon. I don't know if Nathan still remembers it, Flowing in the Spirit. I can't remember how it went, but it was about that. Lord, teach us to flow. You know, just allow your voice, let your plan be executed through us. Mm-hmm. Talk to us, Cindy.
That's so great that we can do that, that we have that open mind and open reception to the Holy Spirit, that connection, that we want to see what he's going to do just as much as the listeners do.
Yes, we do.
because we're always expecting something awesome to come out of each program.
Right.
I know I take away something that benefits me every time that I'm hear or listen, that just something you can get a hold of to, you know, just encourage you to keep going and keep fighting and, you know, just the hope that you know it's all going to be worth it.
That's right.
In the end, wherever that end is, if ever. Amen.
Amen. And, you know, just learning. And when we're doing these shows, we're actually learning ourselves, you know. We're not only just learning to flow in the Holy Spirit, but we're learning what God's principles and what he's trying to help us teach that will. But it always comes back and blesses me. I always pull away from the station just thanking God for this opportunity. Mm-hmm. It's such a joy to be a part of TantalkNetwork.com. for 11 plus years, but also just to know that the Word of God has gone out to over 520 shows or more. Talk to us, PJ, and then Cindy, I'll come back to you for a quick final comment because we're getting up here in time. Go ahead, PJ.
Well, yeah, it's I always walk out of here the same thing, just thinking, wow, I learned some stuff today. And that's wonderful. You know, after all this time, there's still, well, considering God's an infinite God, we're never going to know everything, but he always just.
Yes, he just keeps
always
teaching
something.
Us.
Yeah, just.
And reminding us.
Yeah.
His principles, you know.
And I love that. I love that.
I love that too.
Like I learned so much today because I was rereading chapters 15, 16, 17, 18 of Genesis. And it's just like, well, look at this and this, look at this and how this connects and.
And it goes right back to Cindy's principle that she spoke here many months ago, that when we get discouraged and defeated, a lot of times it's because we're not faithed up. And Cindy used that phrase, and Cindy, I adopted it, and it's part of, you know, because it is when we get
part of our Beacon lingo.
It is our Beacon lingo, because when we're not faithed up, we are so prone to defeat, discouragement, you know, depression, anxiety, all of it, worry, right?
Yeah, and I'm sometimes like, I was thought I was pretty faithed up, and I was religiously listening to my songs every day on the way to work, and, you know, I'm praying God go to work with me and all that good stuff, but for some reason, you know, I was doing a lot of things like that, but I wasn't in my word.
And gotta have the word.
I thought I was okay. I thought I was okay. I was getting it, you know, some way or another, but I wasn't getting the meat of what God wanted me to know and hang on to, mm-hmm. get me through that despair. So I, you know, I broke.
Right.
I gave in and I realized, you know, you're not faced up enough to battle this and you're really, you know, slipping down into this pit. You better go get yourself faced up and get a handle on this, you know, right away.
And but you've done that and you're getting faced up again. Yeah. And you've
been on track.
And you've been a real blessing on the show today, Cindy Logan. God bless you.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it so much.
I'm definitely more faithed up than when I walked in today. I think the three of us are.
Me too.
And we hope our audience is. So thank you, Cindy. Thank you for all that and for your time.
Welcome.
And Pastor Jim, final thought real quick here.
Well, first of all, I just want to say, hey, Cindy, it was great. Loved having you on the show.
It was great.
Yes, nice to talk to you.
just don't lose sight of the goal. And I think, Cindy, in your final words there, it's in the Word.
It's in the Word.
It's in the Word. I'm the same way. If I get out of the Word, yes. I just get all dry and prickly.
Yes, you got to have the Word.
Yeah. So
it's the living Word. It's alive.
Yeah. And that's without the Word. And in that respect, we're so much better off than Abraham, because he had God appearing to him. And I think maybe that's one of the reasons God used those pictures.
Right.
The sand, the stars.
Right.
The dust of the earth, circumcision. He had to give those things to him because we have an incredible advantage over Abraham in that we have the Word of God.
We have it.
We have the promises here in the Bible for us.
Amen. That's why we're in this series, Precious Promises. Thank you, Pastor Jim, who we lovingly call PJ, and dear Cindy Logan up in Indiana. And you can get a lot of Word by just listening and watching our Facebook Live posts now. We've got close to 20 of them. They're on our Beacon of Hope Ministries Facebook site. Go there. Most of them are anywhere from 13 to 17 or 18 minutes, so they're not too long. You can take a moment, and you can comment there, too, if you'd like to say something about it. Comment. So go to Beacon of Hope Ministries and watch our Facebook Live posts. Usually we do them on Wednesday night at 7:30, but sometimes we don't. We do them at other times. I'm going to be doing one at home this week, so just look for that. You can friend me, and I'll be more than happy to accept your friend request. Anyway, so it's been a great day. We've loved this discussion about Abraham and Sarah. We're at the point now where they're 100 and they are 99, and 89. So we'll find out what happens to them next week. All right. So Stay tuned. Next week, 3:00, right here live on tantalknetwork.com. Go to the podcast here. It'll be up later this evening. You can go to tantalknetwork.com, go to podcast, go to Living the Good Life. You can listen to this show again. It'll also be on Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern on starcomradionetwork.com. Don't forget our Thursday night counseling show every Thursday night, 6 p.m. 6:06 p.m. is really when it starts, right here on tantalknetwork.com. 106.1 FM and 104.3 FM in the Tampa Bay area. There's a lot to hear here, isn't there? A lot to say. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, join us Wednesday night for Bible study. Great time of praise and worship and times of prayer for your needs. And that starts at 6 p.m. at the Red Roof Inn, 3580 Almerton Road, Clearwater. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, we'd love to meet you and come join us for Bible study. Okay, I think I've got it all in. Oh, if you have a prayer request, send your prayer request to
prayers at bohmglobal.com. We'll pick it up. We'll send it out to our prayer list with a prayer attached. And please let us know when God answers your prayer.
Absolutely. Prayers at bohmglobal.com. Give that email address out. Okay? We want you to be able to have a place where you can send your request. God is so answering prayers, so send them on. We'll be happy to pray for your needs. This has been Cindy Logan in Indiana, Pastor Jim right here with me in the studio in Clearwater, Florida, and me, Pastor Marcia McAllister, Beacon of Hope Ministries, Clearwater, Florida. God bless you. Have a great week, and tune in next week right at 3 o'clock, and go to our Facebook page, Beacon of Hope Ministries, and watch all those amazing posts on Facebook. All right, God bless you. Have a great week.